Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, thanks for downloading this episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? It's getting very, very close to the festival season here in Melbourne. So if you are in Melbourne, make sure you come along to the live podcast Saturdays 3 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. Four very, very good shows of great guests already lined up. So get your tickets at joshearl.com.au. Also, the big 300th episode at Max Watts, 11:15, Wednesday the 13th of April. It's going to be a big one. Get your tickets. It's a school night, but we'll have a party. It'll be fun. So tickets for that are also at joshua.com.au or thecomedyfestival.com.au as well. Hey, if you're in Melbourne, make sure you come to my solo show as well, which I've been working on this for, almost 3 years now. Modern Contemporary, the true story of how when I was 16 years old, I dropped out of maths in year 12 and joined a dance class, then got chosen to dance for TazDance and had to go tour the state for a couple of weeks as a dancer. It's a fun story to tell. It's very, very funny. So tickets, of course, joshearl.com.au. Also, Launceston, I'm doing the show in Launceston on April 1st at the Bogues Brewery Bar. So go get a ticket. And the last one, Brisbane, the festival, comedy festival is happening up there. It's spread out over a couple of weeks, I think. So I don't know which month. I'm going up there in the middle of May. Two shows. The first show on the Saturday is almost sold out. The second show, there are so many tickets. So get the tickets. I'm going to make sure the lineups are amazing. See it on the Saturday. Make sure you come and see it on the Sunday as well. That'll be fun. Hey, if you want to help out the podcast and you're not in any of those places, you can always become a Patreon subscriber. Go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. I'll say it again slower. patreon.com/DYKWIA. Every single week, you'll get a brand new episode of Top 5. And after the 300th episode, it'll be the only place you can go to get brand new episodes of Don't You Know Who I Am. They'll come out monthly as well. That's all I need to say. Thanks, everyone, who came out and watched this one recorded live at Comedy Republic. It's a really, really funny one. You're about to hear it. It has Brett Blake, Emma Holland, Michelle Brazier, and Sammy Shah. Hey! Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle. How are we all doing? Thanks for coming out. For those who come regularly, I normally have a colourful shirt. I've run out of colourful shirts. Colourful hat. How we doing? So, just by round of applause, who's never heard the show before? You've all heard. So you know what I do at the start. Oh, you never heard the show before?
No.
What I do? Okay. No idea. I get people who have never seen it. I get them on... No, I don't. What I do at the start of every show, I go through the internet and see other Josh Earls. My name is Josh Earle. And I see what they're doing in the world. And this week, I've discovered I share my name with a Tallahassee Golf Disc Invitational champion, Frisbee Golf. He won the Invitational last weekend. Amazing, I know. The only sport where even as a winner, you're a loser. Does anyone know what Frisbee Golf is? So for those who don't know, it's like you go on a golf course and instead of a hole, they have a box that fits a Frisbee and you throw your Frisbee on the golf course and get it in the box. You know, that game that's meant for more than one person. For those who can't find a friend, we'll just do it on the golf course. So, yeah. Hey, what I do, I find... I always have four very funny people and I quiz them about their lives. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest shares his name with an actor who has crept onto his own IMDb page for his role in the 2000 film Lou Diamond Phillips' A Better Way to Die. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's Brett Blake, everyone!
G'day, legends. It's great to be here with Sexy Where's Wally. Do you know you're nearly fucking 40, cunt? Anyway, here we are.
Nearly, I am 40.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm 40.
Well, okay, there we go.
This is 40.
Okay, this is... Man, I've seen the movie, This is 40, and that didn't happen in there.
So what do you think? What do you, don't like the what? The beanie? Take it off?
I mean, you know.
I've got some sensible slacks on.
Yeah, maybe just some chinos and a nice shirt, you know. But you're trying to go, man, you'll really like this band, Blakey. I was like, man, it doesn't say Pantera, so I don't give a fuck about it, you know.
For those at home, I'm wearing an Idols t-shirt. Okay. Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with the head designer of JJ's. Can you please welcome Emma Holland, everyone?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
Hello. Is this working?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hello. Thanks, Ali. Man, Brett and I could not have two more opposite aesthetics, could we?
No. You we're ganging up on you now, Brett.
I'm fine with that. I love bullying. Bring it back, I say.
Brett looks like he's, you know, you've cropped onto the like the set of Play School and you don't belong here. Like it's...
Man, show me where that Play School window is so I can jump out of it.
Hey, Emma, do you know about this? She's from Melbourne. She's the head designer of JJ's.
I'll kill her.
Do you ever shop at JJ's?
Yep. I like all their fun shirts.
Fun shirts.
Man,
yeah.
I got a shirt from JJ's about a month ago. It's got prawns and crayfish and lime on it. It's pretty good.
You know what, man? I think that's really cool.
Once again, I'm being bullied. All right.
Hey, our next guest shares her name with the head of farm services at the A2 Milk Company. Can you please welcome Michelle Brazier? Hi, Michelle.
Hi, I've done this podcast a million times and you always reference the same osteopath. It's a new bitch.
Yeah, someone new. Unless osteopath...
changed careers and became the head of A2 Milk?
Well...
milk is important for your bones.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Osteo, they deal with bones, and then she's maybe gone,
so.
Let's just go straight to the source.
There's a Michelle Brazier that I've been searching for that I don't know if this is her, but she has my name, and she... Okay, can I tell a little story, Josh?
Lido
I'm so
thing?
Sorry. This is a Lido
oh,
thing.
Very good.
Listen, everyone, hey, if you're hey. Here, you're part of this.
Michelle,
we're all Veronica. What?
Can I introduce the fourth act and then tell
no,
the story?
No, it's my podcast. There's no fourth act. Yeah, no, you can.
Let me introduce it and then we'll get to your story.
But
okay.
He can't see it.
Finally is a man who shares his name with a man on LinkedIn who puts his profession down as extrovert. Can you please welcome back to the pod, it's Sammy Shah.
Extrovert?
Extrovert, yeah. That's his job.
Yeah,
which isn't far removed from what we're doing.
It probably
really,
is like, more than comedy, so yeah. Let's be honest, yeah.
Hey, welcome, Sammy. Michelle's got a story.
Much.
Go, Michelle.
Yeah,
no, I would love to hear from
I'm
Sammy
sorry
first.
Sorry for interrupting you.
No, I would love to hear from Sammy first. I'm not a feminist.
Please continue. My extroversion is over. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, guys. So I'm looking for a Michelle Brazier. Are you here? So I went to the Lido Cinema. I don't know if you're familiar. I went to Lido Cinema. I went there and I asked for some tickets to my friend's show that were put aside for me. I said, they're for Michelle Brazier. They said, we can't find them. And they came back and I said, listen, they're comps. And they said, well, you should have said there were comps. And then they went to find the comps. And then they came back with an envelope. The envelope said Michelle Brazier. It was a Lido branded envelope. And inside it had $10.50 in change. And they gave it to me. And I opened it. And I said, this is $10.50. And they said, yeah. And I said, do you have tickets? And they said, no. And I said, this isn't for me. You have to take it back. And they said, we don't accept cash. And so now I just really need to find this bitch and give her $10.50. I still have the envelope. I haven't spent it. I wouldn't do it. I was raised Catholic.
So do you think she got your tickets and you got her money?
I don't know if this is a conspiracy. I don't know if people are trying to send me mad. I don't know what's going on, Josh. But I don't. She didn't get
are
my
you
tickets.
You're saying that Lido Cinema is a money laundering operation yeah. on the I'm, other side, and I Michelle mean, Brazier is the head of the underground criminal network.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
Yeah,
just
that's exactly what I'm saying, Sammy. Thank you. Finally, it's someone with the guts to say yeah. it. I just need to find this bitch. I'm fucking furious. No one has my name except this A2. Anyway.
Maybe it's because you keep calling her a bitch. She doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. And you stole her fucking money. You know what I mean?
She sounds like the nicer Michelle Brazier, yeah, to be very honest.
Get her on the pod.
All right, our first game today is called Social Meter. I'll go through everyone's social media accounts and I pick a bunch of tweets or Instagram posts. I'll read them out. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Your names. Okay, you can't lose any points. You get a point if you win, or you get a point if you get it right. If you get it wrong, the person who actually wrote it, they get the point. So here we go. Question one. As someone with IBS, I live in fear of code brown.
Oh. Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
I reckon Brady's got IBS.
No, it's not. It's Sammy Shaw. Oh,
that's right.
Mate.
Out and proud.
Also, that's too many words for Blakey over there.
So I've just seen like how you eat and how much you drink. And we've been on tour together. I'm really sorry.
I reckon IBS is the new anxiety. Everyone's got it.
Yeah.
It's the new thing.
Yeah, that, it's kind of bullshit actually because I put that up and there's lots of people who are like, I too have IBS.
Yeah, you're not special, Sammy. Yeah.
No, but I thought I
but
was.
But also like maybe you just have diarrhea all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, possibly. I mean, look, here's how what I figure. Where's my like marathon?
Yeah.
Right? Like, where's my fucking ribbon?
Oh, the IBS runs. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
No, they've got one for you, but it only goes for 500 meters. So you got time to...
Yeah. It's more of a waddle. Okay, question two. If there's one thing Star Wars fans hate, it's Star Wars.
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Is it Michelle?
Yeah, it is Michelle. Yeah, point there for Emma, yes.
That was a funny tweet idea. Got shows on sale.
All right, I'm going to say... Star Wars fans, yes, no, no, no. Am I right?
Actually, no.
You don't have Star Wars
fans? Nah, I'm Star Trek. Yeah.
You fucking nerd. You absolute nerd.
Loser. No wonder you got fucking IBS.
Oh,
tick, tick, tick. Bring back the glasses, Sammy. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Get a trifecta.
Yeah, I was cooler with them.
All right. This one is, look at the screen. Okay, and this person wrote this.
Sammy.
Wait for it, though. Bought a box of the world's smallest ice creams. How the hell did they manage to trick me? Well played, sir. Well played. Still ate the whole box, though, because Mum didn't raise a coward.
Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
That's Brett.
That's Brett Blake.
That's
yes,
Brett
right.
Blake all over.
You can see his white skin reflected.
Man, thank God you can't see my pupils because I was high as fuck when I tweeted that. I looked in the morning, like, that's not even funny, but content's content.
It's good. They are making them smaller, though.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was like this big. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that?
That is crazy.
It is crazy. Guys, hang around for Brett's crazy corner. I'll just point out things that are crazy.
Next question. My partner just told me that they realised all our bones are wet.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Emma.
No, that's Michelle.
Oh. I knew it would be Tim. Yeah, it's fucking Tim all over. I put it in my show, so... None of you cowards obviously came
that's
to my fucking show last year.
That's a creepy realisation, though.
I know, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's actually quite gross.
And we were just like watching TV and he was like, all our bones are wet.
Stop! What were you watching?
Get out of our house! House.
All right, here's another visual one. So here we go. So this is, they've captioned it, self-portrait, February 2017.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
I'm going to go Emma again.
You are correct. Yeah, it was Emma. Yeah,
yeah, obviously it's beautifully taken.
It is, yes.
Well, she's a very good photographer.
It's quite haunting,
guys,
isn't it?
You do like a monkey as well, because I found this while I was doing research, so that's you.
That monkey has IBS for sure.
No, I don't reckon he does, but he definitely needs it. You know what I mean? Clear those bows out, brother.
That shell necklace I'm wearing, me and my best friend had matching shell necklaces from Bali. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, so you're from Perth too?
Is this also in Indonesia?
Yeah, this one I was living there.
Yeah.
Wait. Is it Bali? Is it in you were in Bali or you?
I was on Bali on holiday, but I lived in Java.
Okay, all right.
Real Indonesia.
Because that's what I say when I'm going to Bali. I'm like, I know it's technically Indonesia, but it sounds nicer when you're like, oh, I'm in Indonesia this weekend. You're like, nah, can't you're in Kuta Skull and Beers? You know what I mean?
All right, next question. Also a visual one. Okay, this one. It says. And the caption was street artist laying down some truisms, and for the people at home, it says legalized farts.
Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
Brett.
No, that's Emma as well. Oh. Yes.
I did a presentation on that photo at art school. It was about the course I was doing was about like street art and meta art, and I brought that in and did like a full analysis of it.
You're making a very good argument for defunding the arts right now. Like, this is...
Man, cut the fucking funding.
Well, joke's on you. I'm already poor, so...
All right, question seven. The most stressful part of my day is opening my laptop in a cafe and praying there's no porn site pop-ups.
Emma.
Michelle.
Yes, Emma.
Brett.
Yeah, Brett, yeah.
To be fair, that could have been any of us. Oh, yeah, you weird gross man.
I know. Yeah, I've got my laptop here today, and I was like, you're in the comedy club, so make sure you've got all the windows to lean out. I'm like, already.
Don't you live with you? Never mind. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Don't you live with a sense of guilt?
No.
All right. Question 8. How do people have lots of money? Like, how do they do that?
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Emma?
No, that was Sammy Shah.
Yeah,
point there.
Right.
Sammy.
Yeah,
I'm a piece of shit.
And how do you do it, Sammy?
It's patreon.com/SAMI.
Yeah, the guy crying poor who was on fucking ABC Breakfast Radio for 10 years. Yeah.
2 years, for starters. That was Red Simons who was on for 10 years, not me. And then also ABC is not commercial radio.
I always get confused between you and Red Simons.
It is very common. It's very common. I too am confused by that. Very often, yes.
I was at a gig with Sammy a couple weeks ago, and while I was chatting to him, some girl came up and said she was a fan of his Patreon, and I've never heard that sentence before.
I'm a fan of giving you my money.
I post a lot of thirst traps. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, it's called an OnlyFans.
I know. Yeah, that's not when you're a dad.
Only dads.
Is there an Only Dads?
I don't know. Yeah.
This is a website. Onlydads.com is a website that I made dedicated to the feud between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Does that actually exist?
No, babe.
Oh. Because I was like, man, I'm firing up the laptop and I'm stressed when I open it, you know?
So I thought Only Dads was just the bomb. Like, that's all it is. That's all we do. Yeah. Are we going out today? No, we're going to stay home.
Only dads. Just a lot of blokes with shit rigs driving Camrys around. Only dads.
Mate, I'm a dad. What are you talking about? I've got a great under this. Oh.
Yeah, but oh, okay.
Show us.
No, yeah.
Nah, show us.
Only one hot dad. Yeah.
Question 9. If you're home in the country for the holidays, please remember that if you order a large coffee, it'll be the size of a milkshake. You must not order the large coffee. 2 shots of coffee, a full litre of milk.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Michelle.
You are correct. Yeah, point there for Brady.
Yeah, I had your panic.
It was so big. It was really big.
And it's always 300 fucking degrees in the country. Yeah. They just want to see you fucking wince. Yeah, go on, you fucking city slicker.
It was really good. And then I was like, oh, they handed it to me. And I went, oh, no. And then they said, what's wrong? And I said, it's big. And they said, we can make it again. And I said, no, you're so busy. And they said, we're going to make it again. Because I was so worried. I said, I'm sorry, I'm from Melbourne. And then I said, I didn't mean that. I'm actually from here. And then I left.
I think when you go into country cafes, you just play to their strengths, which is hot cappuccino.
Yeah.
That's what they know to make. That and in pubs, Palmer. Just have a Palmer. Don't try and be fancy. I was in Canberra and I had oysters and then realised that Canberra's in the middle of the country.
Excuse you.
Should not have had oysters.
Country towns are the only place you go into a cafe and go, can I have a coffee? And they go, yes. You know what I mean? Like, they get it.
Yeah,
hot water, bit of that brown shit and milk. You know what I mean? You do it here and you're like, oh, yeah, no, I don't want to drip thread through a goanna's ass. You know what I mean?
I share an office space with Xavier Michaelides, and I was being polite once. I said, oh, do you want me to, I'm going to get a coffee, what would you like? And he said, can you go and ask him for a magic? And I thought he was punking me. I thought, can I please have a magic? I'm a grown man, can I have a magic?
Like, what's a magic?
A Melbourne magic.
It's like a
less milk.
3-quarter latte.
What?
I've never heard of that.
Less milk, an extra shot.
Does everyone know this?
Yes.
This
yeah, fuck you, yeah, double ristretto.
This sounds really bogan.
I wouldn't drink it, I'm not a fucking.
But I thought you could only get, the only time, because we live in Forestfield, there was no cafes or whatever, and I thought for years the only time you could get a coffee was at the airport. Because that's, like, when someone arrived internationally, Dad would get a cappuccino, I'm like, whoa. And when I moved to Melbourne, I'm like, man, they got it everywhere.
like it's a Toblerone, like a giant Toblerone, but a cappuccino. Toblerones is a cappuccino for you. That's the best thing I've heard all day.
All right, question 10. I've never hated anyone more than I hate the guy at the gym who insists on aggressively dropping the weights after each set.
Michelle.
I heard Michelle first.
Sammy?
Yeah, well, Sammy. Yeah, point there for Michelle.
I have started going to the gym, yes. I'm not sure if you can tell. But pretty ripped. Yeah.
Show
us. There's a guy in the gym, like, and he's like big, he does the thing and then he just throws them from up here.
Yeah.
And they bounce, and now I'm worried about them smashing my toe. But also they're not that heavy. Like, he's not that ripped. So it's like a guy who's skinnier than me doing less weight than I am, and I'm not doing much at all. And he's like, whoa! And he drops, and I'm like, dude, what are you proving here?
I respect that. I'm horny for that.
I got a guy at my gym who's got a mohawk, but he's like 40. And he's got a bald spot there. So the mohawk goes straight down the line, and then it goes around the bald spot, and then keeps going. And I'm like, man, you are a king. You know what I mean? Never give up, brother.
I'm gonna put that on my only dad's.
Hey, at the end of the first round, the scores are: Brett's on 2 points. Give it for Brett. Woo. Michelle's also on 2 points. Emma's on 3 points. Also on 3 points. Sammy Shah.
Two.
All right, this round is called Yeah Book. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about a moment that stayed with us. And today we're talking about a young Emma Holland. Now, when Emma was a child, her friend, who was Indian, offered to give Emma a henna tattoo. The friend insisted, though, that Emma was not allowed to look at the tattoo while she was doing it. Emma said yes, but when she was finally able to look, instead of a traditional henna tattoo, what had her friend tattooed on her? Was it A, her friend had just written about 40 times the name of a boy in their class who everyone hated because he used to blow his nose directly into his hands and then wipe it through his hair? Was it
trigger
B,
warning.
Yeah. The friend had just written out the lyrics of Blue by Eiffel 65? Or C, thanks.
I just heard that as well. Some of the odds going pretty good.
Or C, she had just drawn a picture of Mater from the Pixar film Cars. Now, you can ask Emma as many questions you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it incorrectly, so she gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Emma, how do you spell... Blue is da-dum-dee-da-dum-da, that song, right?
Yep.
It's how do you spell da-dum-dee-da-dum-da on the hand?
I didn't write it.
So how did she spell it? Sorry, how did she spell it?
D-A...
Okay.
D...
Da-dum.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I just mean, like, how are you
feeling? Can I get the language of origin on that? It wasn't on the head. It was, like, up on my, like, forearm. So, okay. Like, it took up the whole, like, here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sleeve. A blue sleeve. Yeah, I had a sleeve. Yeah. Eiffel 65 sleeve.
What year was this? Were you in high school?
Like, year 12.
Year 12. Yep. I'm just trying to think out when Cars came out. Fuck, I don't even know that. I don't know why that's... I was trying to be constructive and helpful, but I'm not. Anyway.
What was the boy's name?
Jake.
Jake.
Yeah.
So what did he do? He used to blow?
Yeah, so he was kind of known around our school for being a bit of a, like, odd dude. Okay. this happened twice while I was in high school. It was like, it happened to me once and to my friend once where we'd be walking and you just hear him behind you and you turn around and he'd, like, vomit into his hands just in the middle of the courtyard and keep walking. a few times. Sorry, everyone.
Sometimes bullying is okay, I guess. I don't know. Like, so
I've been saying it for years.
Some people need to know. Okay, so, all right. So, Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die.
Yes.
The whole song? Like, I have a blue
like
house
as much
blue window.
As she could fit on. It was like, I don't know, you can't, like, as yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's not
sure, yes.
No. I figure, so the Mater drawing.
Yeah.
Henna, like, smudges if it's anything other than fine lines.
Yeah.
How much did it look like Mater?
Oh, not at all. It was, like, kind of a truck.
Okay. So did she have to tell you why what the truck was?
No, or? I knew because there was a picture of him next to us.
Okay. So she had a reference.
Okay. I reckon Mater sounds like Josh would make it up because of being a only dad. I think it's Jake. I think you had Jake. And that's the best joke.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
It is a great joke. Yeah.
I'm going to go the truck.
All right. So we're locking in. So Brady's locking in C. You two are locking in
the
A.
The name.
Jake. The correct answer was C, Mater from Pixar. Point there for Brady. C for Emma, though.
I don't know if you remember, but in like 2013, Coles was doing a promotion on their mandarins.
Of course I remember, Emma.
Oh, you're bringing me back. Yeah. To my favorite
but they
emotion.
Were putting like Disney characters on their Mandy bags to try and sell them to kids more.
Yeah.
And so she had a bag of Mandys at her house. And then she offered to put henna on me. And then when I looked, it was just like, it smudged.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not okay what had happened. And then it stayed on me for 3 weeks.
Cool.
Man, now,
I never trust Indians. That's what I think.
I want to know, is the vomiting story real?
Yep.
Okay, good. Good.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It seemed real.
You're fine with the IBS, man, but vomiting's a bit far.
Yeah, we're only fine with the arsehole stuff.
Because when I was in year 12, I may have told this before, when I was in year 12, I had a crush on this girl called Anna, who at our leavers dinner breakfast, so we had the leavers dinner the night before, we all got drunk, she was at the breakfast the next day, she vomited into her hands and just wiped it on her clothes, and I still was so in love with her. I was like, that is even
that's
cooler.
That's beautiful. Very Juliet Lewis.
You know who would love that story? Your wife.
Is this a good time to announce that Jake and I have been together for 8 years?
All right, at the end of that round, scores up. Michelle, you're still on 2 points.
Yeah,
Sammy's still on three. Brady on three. But in the lead now on 5 points, it's Emma Holland.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. I'll read out a fact about someone on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the person whose the story may or may not be about, they get the point.
Will you direct a question at us?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, here we go. So, to Emma. Now, Brett here once worked for a transport company where they had a Friday night ritual that if you had a problem with someone in the company, you could nominate them for Friday night fights. Where you both got boxing gloves and would fight each other in front of the rest of the office. Yeah or nah? You can ask him questions.
Are you allowed to talk about it?
Yeah. It's a toll in Forestfield.
Like, who brought the gloves?
Man, it was just always...
Margaret in accounts. She fucking...
It was... surprise, surprise. There was no one in the office involved. It was all the forklift / packing staff. And then we had an industrial ware... Like, cause it was a warehouse was there, but we had to get a bus from this vacant paddock, which was about a K down the road. And that's where all our cars were. And then, yeah, someone would bring gloves. And then we'd all put all the cars around into a big circle, put the lights on. And then, like, each week, like, if you lost the week before, sometimes you had to bring a cart and a beer. So we just, yeah, sink cans and...
All right. We grew up very differently, you and I.
I get that a lot.
That's fascinating. So did you ever get nominated for worst man?
I got nominated once, but I got nominated with like the best fighter. And I just drove off.
And what level did you fight to? Like, did people go unconscious or was it?
Oh, man, I don't know if they were unconscious, but they were definitely fighting. Like, it's like there was a ref. Like, it wasn't an official ref, but there was. It was like the leading hand would stop it, you know, at some point.
Yeah.
Mm. Man, yeah, some stories I shouldn't share. Anyway,
Yeah.
You are correct. This is a true story, yeah.
Who do we call?
Shout out to Tolan Forestfield.
But Brett, there was a detail I missed out. Do you want to share what you and your mates at work would do? Which you said, it was only if there were beefs in the office. You could...
Yeah, so basically how it worked is if you had a beef with anyone in the office or whatever, or it wasn't an office, the office was separate. Anyone, you had a beef with anyone on the conveyor belt or any of the forklift drivers during the week, you could nominate them and then you could go fight them in the car park.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I'm being classist, but I reckon that's crook.
But you told me that you and your mates would just make up beefs to try and get
people to fight. So funny.
I was like, where are you going with this? Oh, yeah, right. So we had a slow work week by Thursday. If, like, no one was fucking nominating, then we just used to make shit up. So we were like, man, Dwayne has been slagging you off all week. Huh? They're like, what do you mean? That little bitch, Dwayne. Like, yeah, man. And he reckons he can take you. So we were just, like, razz cunts up. So, but, like, because if there was no fight on Friday, it's like, what do? You know what I mean? Like, I can't just go to a pub and not have, you know what I mean? So we just start shit.
Oh, gosh.
All right, so a point there for Emma. Okay, now to Brett.
Sorry, it's a real It's a different world I came from. Anyway.
All right, to Brett. In Pakistan, it was quite complicated to buy alcohol. So what Sammy would do is get it from the North Korean embassy. The police knew this was happening, so Sammy would not only have to pay way more for alcohol from the embassy, he would also have to bribe the police when he was more often than not caught with it. Yeah or nah?
So you'd go to the embassy to get beer, alcohol?
Yeah, beer wasn't that hard. So Pakistan actually has a brewery for beer. Okay. You can't sell it to Muslims, but you can sell it to non-Muslims. So you just used to go and lie and say, I don't believe in Allah, and then you get beer. But any other alcohol...
Is that how that works? Because I can do that.
Pretty much. any other alcohol, like whiskey, vodka, wine, any of that, it's hard to get. The only way to get it is from a bootlegger who smuggles it into the country from 1920s Chicago. And so basically, the North Korean ambassador realized this is a racket he can get in on, because they have an embassy in Pakistan. And so we used to just drive up to the embassy and buy booze from the North Korean ambassador.
Dude, North Korea is sick.
Yeah, it's great. No, he used to. But the thing is, like,
wait, which one's the bad one? It's one of the. It's one of them, isn't it?
It's that one. Yeah, it's that one.
Is it that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
But the.
Say what you want about Kim. That's pretty cool.
I don't know if Kim knew, to be honest. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if Kim would, like, endorse that.
And how much would they charge you?
A lot. Like a lot.
Exorbitant prices.
Yeah, because
it's a
seller's market.
And alcohol's not readily available. Because of cultural things.
Yeah,
over
yeah. You can't buy alcohol anywhere. So, in fact, there's like stories on the news all the time of like the police have seized a carton of alcohol and they smash it on TV. Like we have with like, you know, when cocaine seizures happen in Australia, yeah. We have that with like alcohol seizures in
there's
Pakistan.
It's like 17 cops standing around a carton of fucking Coopers or some shit.
No, what's happened is they've all emptied it into bottles to take home and they just like fill those bottles with water.
Yeah. Can I just chime in and say that Brett has assumed it's beer? No other alcohol exists.
Yeah. No, the reason why I assumed it's beer is because I've been drinking. Anyway, I'm going to go yes, because you've told me some wild stories from your country before. Mm-hmm. And the one about there's like they had the rally there years ago and they stopped the world rally circuit there because someone accidentally clipped a local and then everyone just killed both drivers?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not funny, but it's factual.
No, it's good. We laughed.
And Sammy, I said to one night, me and Sammy were driving. We're driving somewhere in Perth, and I go, man, is that a dead body on the side of the road? And you go, I don't know. I'm going to keep driving. I was like, man, it could be a dead body. You're like, man, where I come from, you just keep going.
Well, no, because if there's a dead body on the side of the road, you stop, then someone jumps out from the bushes and fucking, you know, robs you. So
who do we call?
So sorry for saying those two stories. I've ruined the podcast. I'm going to go.
It's a lovely country other than that. No, yeah, it's great. Like, the tourism industry needs help.
I'm going to go yes.
You are correct. Yes, it was a true story. Yeah, point there to Brady. Yes.
The worst part was that they used to just get whatever alcohol they wanted to sell us. So they used to buy the cheapest possible wine and sell it to us for hundreds of dollars. And you'd basically, like, if you wanted to have like a bottle of red wine, you'd save up, get money from your friends.
And that is what you drink. I've seen you.
Yeah, and so now, like, when I came to Australia, was the first time I realized that wine shouldn't have a kick to it. Like, you shouldn't.
Wine shouldn't taste like petrol.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You shouldn't sip it and be like. Like, I was like, oh, wine is actually smooth. Like, yeah, so it was a learning experience.
And you should be on a Penfolds ad. Man, it doesn't have a kick.
So what'd you pay more for? Did you pay more for the alcohol or more to bribe the cops?
The cops wouldn't take too much because they were there regularly. And if they took too much, then you'd go to the superintendent and then all that. So they also wanted a bit of a kickback. Sometimes they just take a bottle of something cheap, but usually they just take cash. Right. Yeah. It's a good system. It works. You know.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah, it worked. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
All right. Now, to Sammy, when Michelle was in year 9, she thought she was very, very, very good at rapping. So much so that for her year 9 music assessment, instead of singing, she rapped. Yeah or nah?
I mean, you don't need any questions, do you?
I know, I was like, do I need you? Like, yes, yeah, okay, all right. So, music assessment year 9, did you say?
Yeah.
Why did you think you were good at rapping? When did you first start rapping?
No, I think I heard like Lil Kim for the first time, and I was like, I can talk really quick because like, I'm a good singer. So I was like, I'm musical. I can move my mouth very fast. I'm sure I am destined also to be a rap artist. And so I just said, I remember getting up in front of the class. And you had to, like, there was this exercise where you had to get up and introduce yourself as the musician that you were for, like, mm-hmm. practice. And I got up and I was like, I'm Michelle, I'm a singer / rapper. and that memory has never left me because of the way that the other kids reacted.
Which was how?
Horny. yeah.
And what did you rap?
Yeah. And can you give us an example?
Exactly. That's the follow-up question.
Absolutely. I was probably Baby Got Back because I knew all the words because I had a big bum.
Wait, so hang on. No, hang on, hang on. You didn't come up with an original rap?
No, I wasn't writing raps.
Okay.
I'm not in the business of writing a rap.
Okay. All right.
That's not true. I have a rap in my new show, Jesus Christ. I'm fine.
All right, so go for it.
Baby Got Back?
Yep.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big.
Dun, dun, I like dun, dun, big dun, dun, butts dun, and I cannot lie. Dun, dun. Oh, other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. When a full up tight, did you notice that the butt was stuck? Even in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I want to get with you and take your picture. Do you want me to stop or no?
Yeah, I don't think we can afford the apparatus anymore, so... Michelle Brazier, yeah. Everyone.
Wow. Just like Macklemore.
I'm holding my mic like this now. I'll
give
take
it up for Brazier, yo.
If I
yeah,
say,
so are. Yeah, yeah.
If I say nay to that, I'm everyone should kill me. So I'm going to say yay in the hopes that it's true.
You are correct. Yes, it was a true story, yes. Did you pass your Year 9 music assessment? Mm.
They gently suggested I go back to classical vocals.
All right, so to Michelle now. Now, during COVID, as a bit of a side hustle, Emma decided to put her skills to use and offered up an essay writing service to university students. Ooh. In 2 weeks, she wrote 4 academic essays for different people, then got nervous she'd get found out, and so she quit. Yeah or nah?
What were the essays you wrote?
Okay, so they were all like art, because I went to art school, so they were all art based. One was about the interaction between weirdly like street art and this South African artist called Robin Rhodes, and it was just about like the ideals of the government and how he like represents them in his street art. And then there was another one that was just about the history of the Renaissance era, and then there was another one about Rococo furniture, and I can't remember what the last one was.
Okay. I mean, I know you well, and I feel like you would do this, but I also know that you did have another job. I don't know.
I wear a lot of hats.
Wear a lot of hats. Okay, so how do you do this? Like, is there a service?
You can just put it on Gumtree. Like, it's not hard.
And say, I will write your essays for you.
So, like, the way I did it was I went through my, like, old uni page, because there's, like, a page to like assist students, and I was just like, if anyone wants assistance in writing essays, I can help out. And then that slowly turned into me writing the essays for them. But this was like the first like month of COVID, and I was losing my mind because I just, it's a long story, but I was in a room with no furniture for 2 weeks.
That was a short story, actually.
Yeah, and then I needed something to do because my partner was working and I had nothing to do.
Yeah, how much?
Yeah, how much?
I charge
do
by
you
the
need
hour.
An essay done?
No. Some of my students have written suspiciously good essays, and I'm wondering whose services they employed.
I charged $50 an hour and then just charged them by however long it took me to write.
Oh. Okay. This is hard for me because it's before I really became friends with you in the Masked
Singer group chat.
I'm the actual founding member. So
hottest group chat in town. Yeah. I am gonna say yes.
This was a nah. I'm sorry, Michelle. Oh. Point there for Emma, though. Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Emma.
But based on truth.
Based on truth. Also, that essay about Robin Rose the Outside, I did write that essay in uni.
Isn't that beautiful how you can
so
use
I,
a lie?
I did write 4 essays, but they weren't for anyone.
just for fun,
wait,
Brett.
What? This is way sadder.
I mean, it might be all the trauma from all the Friday night fights, but that's fucking crazy.
Well, they were on various topics, like none which would get published. One was about how the Supre waist belt trend of 2004 contributed to the global financial crisis. Another one is called Why Owning a Tamagotchi Means I'm Allowed to Celebrate Mother's Day.
But you were saying these were like 7 pages long as well. They are. Yeah, great.
I've got that Tamagotchi one printed out during my show in case there's tech issues, and then I'll just read it out. But yeah, they're all long. I can send them to you if you want. I wrote like another one that was like a think piece on Perez Hilton.
I want them. I want all of them. Put them in the group chat.
All right, at the end of that round, the score's up. Michelle, you're still on 2 points. Go for Michelle, good for everyone.
We did have a chat about how I was the uncompetitive one backstage, and it's really becoming quite.
Brett's on 4 points. Sammy's on 4 points. In the lead now on 7 points is Emma Holland.
Sorry, Brett just off mic said that's pissing me off.
Because I said we're the only two competitive people on here, and you're fucking.
I'll take your
me
knees
right
out, mate. I know. I'll put a cigarette
I'll
out.
I'll see
on
you in the fucking car park, mate. No. To talk about the think piece on Tamagotchis. big fan.
All right, this is our final round. It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you know who it's about, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You point if you get right, a point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. Ooh. Here we go. Question one. Who, while getting a clonic irrigation, got into the contraption wrong, so mistakenly put their head into the hole where everyone's asses go?
Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
Michelle.
No, it was Brett Blake.
It was a big machine. I was confused by the whole fucking process. No one told me.
That felt like one that you like put in there to trick us into thinking it was Brett.
But it was like a big machine. It looked like a birthing thing because it was like you had to get into it like that. I was like, there's no way. And it was on a weird angle, but I lied back in it and I put my head down because the lady turned around and she goes, oh, just lie in the machine and I'll get this thing ready. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, this is going to be weird seeing someone put this in my butt or whatever. And then she just turned around. She's like, oh no. that's where you shit. And I go, oh, where my mullet is hanging in. Oh, great, 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 great.
I don't think she said, that's where you shit.
Look, I was paraphrasing, whatever you call it.
Because I once got, or actually twice got colonic. And
it's actually the worst thing ever.
It doesn't feel great. No. And
if it goes in your mouth, Brett, it's not good.
Man, it tasted funny as well.
But the second time I went back, because they asked me what I did. I never say I'm a comedian. And then when I went back, they went, oh, we Googled you after you left.
Oh, no.
And we were watching your song on the train cakes. Really fun. We've been singing train cake song all week.
Wait, what did you do the first time that made them want to Google you? They're not Googling every customer.
I'm really famous, but I won't say why.
I had some really great shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we've got to look this guy up, see where he's, see where he can perform.
Yeah. Did you say podcast host?
I'm a podcast host. That's what I do.
No. Hey, you're also a cool dad, right?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of your Patreon.
Question two. Who here has a scar on them for being attacked by a rooster?
Emma.
Yes, Emma.
Sammy?
He does, yes. Ah, a point there for Emma, yes.
That's right. My dad got a rooster and a whole bunch of hens, and one of them, the rooster was fucking aggressive.
Yes, that's their job.
Yeah, but like too aggressive. Like, and I was like 6 years old, I was walking, reading a comic book, and I suddenly felt a pain, and I looked down, the rooster's pecking my foot. So I ran, because I panicked.
Don't do that.
They look very aggressive, like when they're angry. People don't know this about roosters. And I ran, and then I ran up the stairs, and I slipped and fell, and I hit my forehead on the edge of the stairs. So my mom came out because she heard the scream, and she found me at the edge of the bottom of the stairs, like blood gushing from my forehead and a rooster pecking at my shoulder. So I got 11 stitches. They're still visible right here. And when I got back from the hospital, my dad had killed and cooked the rooster, and we ate it for dinner. And that is the circle of life.
No, it's not.
No.
Your dad's a horrible cunt.
I saw The Lion King. That's how it worked out.
I've got a scar on my finger here from when I was at my neighbor's house and accidentally were mucking around with knives and he cut me and I got a scar. And when I came back, my dad had killed him.
Yeah, so of course. This is good parenting. That's where I come from.
Did he taste nice in the family pot roast? Or?
Hey, speaking of... question three. Whose uncle kept attack dogs and when this person was a toddler, this person crawled into the enclosure with them?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Emma.
No, that was Michelle Brazier. Point off Brett.
Of course it was me, a pack of dogs.
Love that that's my vibe,
didn't
though.
Attack you or anything?
No, they found me surrounded by the dogs and they were all just licking my face.
Oh, of course.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I love dogs. I love animals, Sammy.
Yeah. They taste great. I agree. They're just...
You love animals, but your uncle's got attack dogs. Yeah. He's in a pitbull ring thing, whatever. It's cool.
We don't talk to him anymore.
Did you? I can fix him a pack of attack dogs.
Of course I did, Emma. Of course I did.
They won't listen to you. They'll only listen to me.
I didn't know they were attack dogs. I didn't. No one told me because I was like a toddler. I was very young and I just sort of wandered off and I was like, doggies. And I like climbed over and... Yeah, they were nice. They were lovely.
Cool.
But it's funny, like, animals aren't aggressive if they know you're, like, a good person.
No, I have never said I'm a good person. I like Pakistani, North Korean wine. I am not.
We are opposite branded.
Next question. Who recently had to drive to their friend's house at midnight with $50 because their friend's Uber driver was holding the friend's phone hostage?
Oh, Michelle?
Yes, Michelle.
Was this Emma?
It was Emma. Yes, a point there for Michelle. Yes.
Do we share the friend?
No.
Oh.
No, you don't know her.
Did I see the tweet? Did I see your little tweet?
She goes to a different school. I did put it on my close friends. You probably aren't on it.
So why did the Uber driver not give the phone back?
So it was a whole ordeal. She left her phone. I was with her and she got an Uber home and she left her phone in the Uber. And so she went home and filled out one of those forms and put my number in.
Yep.
And then I called the Uber driver and he was immediately like super dodgy. He's like, yeah, maybe I can drop it off. I could take it to a police station. I was like, great, can you take it to Brunswick? Because you're in there. And he's like, I'll see. Maybe I'll take it up north. I don't know.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, can you drop it back at her house? And he's like, yeah, but I'll do it for cash. Only cash. And I was like, okay, but it says on the website only like $20 from the account. And he goes, no, I'll need cash to do it. Otherwise, I'm taking it to some police station. I won't tell you where it is. All right. So I called my friend. I was like, what do you want to do? And she's like, it has like my bank cards in it. So yeah. I like need it back. But she didn't have cash on her and there was nowhere to withdraw cash at the time of night. So I had $50 cash on me. So I drove to her house in Brunswick at midnight. And then he pulled up and I brought my partner with me for like muscle.
I've seen your partner as well. That's a bad decision. He'd be hiding behind you.
A beautiful socialist musician guy.
He's a grower, not a shower. Anyway. Yeah, I brought my very gentle socialist boyfriend with me to beat him up.
You know what will calm the situation down? An acoustic performance.
a kindly man in glasses. But yeah, he pulled up and he was like, all right, where's the cash? And my friend was like, well, show me my phone. And he's like, no. And then she was like, well, can I have my phone first? He's like, nope, cash, give me the cash. And then he showed her phone. And he's like, I'm not giving this to you until you give me my cash. And then she was like, no, give me my phone, and leaned into the window. And he was like, no, and started driving with her in the window. And like drove like 5 meters down the road, and I've never seen my partner arc up like that. Was really hot. it's pretty cool.
Just so everyone at home, Emma is currently shaking. So
sorry. but he like went around the front of the car so he couldn't drive, and then eventually like this guy relented, and it was like a at the same time crossover, and then he just like speeded off into the night.
I find this bizarre that because you have his details.
Yeah, well, you can.
No,
just
no.
Complain.
So
they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. I had to contact him through Uber. So Uber called me and then transferred me to him. So I didn't have his number or anything.
Did you hit up Uber afterwards and saying, this is
yeah,
what's
and then
happen?
They were like, oh, we'll just repay you for the trip. And I was like, no, you tried to kill my friend.
That's classic Uber. Like, oh, yeah, no, a woman nearly got run over. Well, we'll give you $10 back.
And they're like, yeah, did it make you more attracted to your partner? Then you're welcome.
I made
Uber, sorry for making you horny. It's actually, we deducted $12 from your account.
Yeah, Duncan paid the guy. I had a really bad experience with Uber also recently. May I just say, get a fucking taxi.
Okay, yeah, okay. I didn't get an Uber home. I just want to make that clear. I don't use Uber. And this is because every time I do use Uber, I have a bad experience.
It's
also, they don't pay their workers properly, but we can get on to that later.
Yeah, don't use Uber.
Anyway.
Proud sponsors of
Wondery Cabs. Don't know who the sponsor is this week. That's fine. No. Okay, next question. Who chipped their tooth on a microphone mid-gig and an audience member found the tooth and gave it back to the
Emma.
Show? Yes, Emma.
Michelle.
It was Michelle, yes.
Yeah.
Were you rapping?
I wasn't rapping. I was doing a double denim show and half of one of my front teeth just came off. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you guys all know what I look like and there's 40 minutes left. So strap in.
All right, next question. Who was scammed out of $20,000?
Oh,
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Sammy.
It was Sammy, yeah.
Probably. Almost, the only almost scam.
The
almost
only person almost who would scam. Have 20 yeah. grand. Honestly, it's true.
This is my life savings when I moved to Australia. Like, we were living in WA, and I got a call at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm getting my daughter ready for school. And this guy is like, I'd just been in Australia like a few weeks at that point. He's like, I'm calling from the ATO, and you're in arrears with your taxes, which I don't know how the fuck I'm supposed to pay taxes after being here for 3 weeks. And he's like, and we're sending the police over now. And I panicked, and I'm like, can you wait until I drop my daughter to school before you arrest me? Because I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, once they put me in jail, I'll call my partner, and maybe she'll sort this out with the and everything. He was on the phone for an hour. He basically, it got to the point where I had my card out, because I was sure the cops were on their way to arrest me. And then I was like, I just want to speak to my tax accountant first. Like, there's a guy in town who I knew did tax. I was like, let me call him up and get some advice. He's like, no. I'll put you through to him. So then this guy puts me through to the tax person who has the exact same voice. Like, it was basically one guy on the phone who just said, putting on, he didn't even change his voice, his accent or anything. He just said, hi, now I'm so-and-so. And I'm like, and that's when he clicked. I'm like, oh, they can't all have the same accent.
Yeah, but he put a different hat on the phone.
That's true. It worked for a while. But it was literally an hour of me sweating my card out, me going, I guess there's our life savings. When my wife comes back from work, I'll be like, hey, guess what happened? I didn't go to jail, but we're broke now and whatever. And then that's when I was like, hang on. Let me call you back. And I shut the phone, and he never called me back. And I was like, okay, that was a scam. But that was the closest I've ever come.
All right, that's great. Next question. Okay, who, while doing a very important test, cheated because the paper they were doing the multiple choice test on already had all the answers indented on it?
That's brilliant.
Michelle.
Yes, Michelle.
Brett?
It was Brett. Yes, it was Brett, yes.
I was, no one shocked by this, I was getting my gun license.
I have to go.
Mate, you can run, but you can't hide. I was getting my gun license, I rocked up to this, which is so fucking cool, by the way. And I you have to read this pamphlet or this book. Like, they send you a thing. Oh, I don't know. I didn't fucking read it, obviously. And I rocked up, and I said, mate. And he goes, oh, everyone's read the paperwork for the test. And I was like, off. I was like, man, fuck, I didn't read any of this, mate. And he goes, don't worry, mate. It's all fucking horse shit anyway. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, here you go, champ. And then he gave us the paperwork to fill out, but it had like all the answers indented into it. And I just like circled all 30. And then I got like, out of 30, I got 29 correct, which is a pass. And at the end of it,
Yeah, we know, Brett. We all know 29 out of 30 is a pass.
Yeah.
But well, you were tracing and you didn't get 30.
No, he threw one in there, so it's not a perfect score. Oh, he's a fucking genius. Yeah. And then I said at the end, I was like,
he sounds like a genius.
I go, oh, I've got to show you my driver's license, which I fucking forgot. I'm so sorry. I'll come back tomorrow. And he goes, do you know the numbers? And I go, yeah. And he goes, yeah, that'll fucking do, champ. Anyway, I got a gun license.
Yeah,
now.
So... I hope everyone feels safe.
At least you know who to call now if your friend's phone gets kidnapped.
Yeah.
Call that man.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll be over if I remember the code to the safe.
All right, next question. Question 8. Whose first kiss was with their cousin?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Don't Emma. You dare say
yes,
my fucking name.
Yes, it was Emma. Yeah, right. Yeah, it was.
You got some real cousin kissing vibes.
It's fine. He's gay now. Don't worry.
It's still your cousin.
I was 6, to be fair. Okay. Yeah, it makes a difference, all right?
All right, next question. Whose romantic weekend away with a relatively new partner was ruined when the room they booked was tiny and the toilet was right next to the bed?
Sammy.
Yes, Sammy.
Brett.
It was Brett, yes. Point there for Sammy. Yep.
Fuck, I went to Port Douglas and I was like, man, I'll get a fancy, because we had to be 2 weeks on the road on the motorbike adventure and my girlfriend got dragged along, which is a fucking nightmare. It's a lot of riding off-road, it sucks, and they drive
literally dragged along, or was she on the...
No, she was dragged. I'm like, babe, it's either this or the gun. So so I was like, man, I'll do something nice for her. Like, we'll have a nice, beautiful, like, romantic thing in Port Douglas. We'll go diving every day. It'll be fucking beautiful. Little did I know it was cyclone season. We didn't leave the hotel. But when they gave us the keys, he goes, 12B. And I go, oh, B is never good. And went into the room, and it was smaller than a fucking cruise ship room. and the shitter was right next to the bed, and it had no door. You know, like an old school pantry, it's like that wood paneling.
Yeah.
So like every time I had to do a shit, I had to give my missus my noise cancelling headphones.
The B like, stands for bowels.
I'm like, I'm so sorry, babe. I fucking ruined. And I tried to change the rooms, but everything was booked out. It was the worst holiday ever. We just played the pogies. It was sick. I had a great time.
And our final question for the game, who had a Nazi come to their show? The Nazi heckled them, but by the end of the show, this person had won them over.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Sammy.
It was Sammy Shaw. Yeah, point there for Brett.
Were you
yes.
at the gig with me?
I was the Nazi.
<That's>
Just for the record, I am absolutely not.
Yeah.
I know the applause break and that was a bit too, like, we knew it. No, it was in Manjura. You might have been with me. It was me. There were like two other comics, and in Manjura, the venue booked us. Manjura is a outer suburb of Perth.
And just for the record, in Manjura they call it a Manjura handshake, which is when they punch you in the back of the head in the car park.
Yeah,
just so everyone understands what the town's like.
Thing there.
Yeah. Oh, open the WA border already! Let me in.
And they forgot to advertise the comedy gig, so there's no one there. And then they told us, if you want to get paid, you gotta perform. And it takes an hour to drive this. We need petrol money to get back. And so we're like, fine, we'll perform. And the other two guys,
$20,000 Sammy needed petrol money.
And the other two guys get up on stage, and there's one punter at the bar, and that's it. And so we're just performing to each other. And then I get up on stage, and the punter at the bar sees me, leaves the bar, comes over, takes off his shirt, and is just swastikas all over. And he goes,
Mandra.
Yeah. And
swastikas
he's a mayor.
And one tattoo of Mater from the past. Yeah. Yeah.
All henna swastikas all over. And he goes, I just got out of prison, and I'm not going to watch you talk funny. But he was a really big guy. And the swastika was on his belly. So I was like, is that the swastika or the map of Austria? I can't tell. And then he started laughing. And then I just made fun of him for like... Because I was like, well, I'm getting stabbed anyway. Yeah. So fuck it. So I made fun of him for 15 minutes. And after the show finished, he goes, oh, I'm going to walk you guys to the car because there's some bad folks around here. We're like, no. We're good. And yeah.
At the end of the game, the scores are Sammy Shaw on 4 points. Go for Sammy. Michelle Brazier also on 4 points. Freddie Blake on 6 points, but our winner on 9 points is Emma Holland.
Suck shit, Blake.
I'm so angry.
Hey, Emma, because you win, you can plug your show. You've got a show on the Comedy Festival coming up?
Yeah, oh no, I'm good.
Okay. No, what do you want to plug then?
I've got a show called Dreamer in the Mist. It's on at Town Hall Portico Room at 7:40 every night, and it's going to be really nice.
And pray for tech fuck-ups, because then she'll read out those essays.
It happened in Adelaide. The first 5 minutes of my show in Adelaide, the tech fucked up, and I just had to read that out, and there was a pregnant woman in the front row. And I was like, we are the same.
Hey, Brady, where can people find you in the festival?
I got a show called Smoko King. It's my new stand-up show. And then I've also got a show weekly. It's called Brew Dudes. If you want to try and drink 4 full beers in 50 minutes and not be fuck-eyed, come check that out. You get free beer as well, so it's sick.
Michelle, where can people find you?
I'm going to be at the Art Centre on Fridays, Saturdays and Mondays doing my new show Reform about getting scammed and making a best friend out of my scammer. And I'm also doing a one-off of my last year's show, Average Bear, that hasn't been announced yet, but it will by the time this comes out, maybe.
We've got the exclusive, guys. Yes. And Sammy, where can people find you?
I'm doing a show the entire run of the Comedy Festival. So I'm at the Chinese Museum from 6:15 to 7:15 p.m. every day. The show is called Unappreciated. And what it means is that by 7:15 it ends. You can get a nice Chinese dinner after that and then be home and be in bed by 8:30.
Or go see my show after,
perfect.
Please.
Yeah, or that, exactly.
That would also be really nice.
Hey, one more time for all the acts you saw today. Thanks, everyone. I'm sticking around. You can leave now. And I'll do a bit of housekeeping. Yeah.
G'day, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.